Welcome to episode 32 of OD&D Presents A Fistful of Dice. We just finished this year's Tabletop Gaming Meowathon, and it was a heck of a lot of fun. We rolled back from 12 games to just 9, and that allowed us to better focus on making the games amazing. We managed to raise $901 for Simply Cats. We're looking at June again next year, so we'll keep everyone posted. In that vein, we also have a table at the Boise Comic Arts Festival on August 30th and 31st, so come say hi. OD&D Presents and Of Dice and Dens can be found on Twitter and Blue Sky at OD&D Pod, on Facebook at OD&D Podcast. Feel free to email us at odndpod@gmail.com or visit our website at odndpodcast.com. Of Dice and Dens shows can also be found on comedypodcast.cloud, and there you'll find all our shows, like the Dan and Jade's Comedy Hour podcast, Hosts with Their Own Picard, Comedy on Vinyl, and Dispatches from For Awesome, a news radio podcast. Now let's get into the action.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to OD&D Presents A Fistful of Dice, a Deadlands campaign.
Hold on, wait a minute, Jeff. Hold on, wait one second.
Fuck you, Dan.
No, I'm just talking with you.
We're going to earn our R rating today, folks.
I guess. Yay!
right
penis,
out the gate.
Penis.
And I am Jeff the Marshall. With me, as always, are my good friends, starting in Idaho.
My name is Kimberly. I play Alice Allie Taylor, and she's a legitimate businesswoman, and is awesome.
That was the first time in a long time that she was unsure about her name.
I was sure about my name.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
What? Yeah, because usually I'm like, is it Taylor or Tyler? But it's Taylor. I've decided.
She's finally, guys, has committed to her character.
Shut up.
I'm Airy. I play Frank.
Oh no, the character's becoming.
And I'm a Mexican, French Mexican trapper. And I must have eaten some bad meat because my stomach is hurting. My constitution is very low.
Nice emphasis.
Yeah, really.
I tried to drink. Tried to drink the symptoms away. I don't think it helped.
No.
I just pooped more.
Story of my life.
Yeah.
I am Dan, and I play Bartholomew Champsworths of the Atleta Champsworths, related to the Deseret Champsworth, former Botson of the Ogden, former. A bank teller.
First of his name.
First of my name. Kisser of dragons.
Fucker of dragons.
I am not a bard.
You are the bard of the group.
Basically.
I mean, technically, I am, I think.
You are.
But...
And that's it. That's all you need to know.
And here in Washington, Jeff's West Side counterpart.
West Side.
My name's... my name's Josh.
He forgot his name. He knows where he lives, though.
Again,
that's good.
Well, I'm proud of him. Again, the lines of character and reality are becoming blurry.
Yeah. It
took me a second to separate.
I'm a rooster illusion. The dudes are merging.
Percy Clemens, a.k.a. Clem, defector of many old army military branches and your friendly neighborhood Hallowed.
But not Spider-Man.
But not Spider-Man?
Yeah.
Not your friendly neighborhood Spider-Man, just your friendly neighborhood Hallowed.
Yeah,
he got hollowed out and they put a demon inside him.
Same.
Pretty much.
Did we lose Jeff?
Yeah.
My brain is fried.
Yay!
All right, so.
You guys are lucky. We were going to cancel today, and Jeff made it so Dan felt guilty.
I was never supposed to make you feel guilty. I'm going to a gin class tomorrow, which means that I would probably be drunk off my ass.
Yay!
Wait, a gin class?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting. Yeah.
Monday, Ari was unavailable. Tuesday, my mom comes into town. I guess I could have done it Wednesday?
No,
you made me feel guilty. That's all. It's fine. You're making me feel guilty even more, and we're actually doing it. So
your mom could have joined us.
Yeah, she could be an illegitimate businesswoman.
I cannot see Jane playing a tabletop game. I'm sorry.
No. But I do have to say, well, okay. Dan, you can cut this part out. So my very first D&D campaign, my mom found the character sheet and she set me down.
Oh no.
Oh, no.
And she was like, "Son, are you okay?" I'm like, "What? Yes." "You know, these are bad things." I'm like,
"What?
What the hell?" And now she's like, "Oh, you're doing the dice game again, aren't you?" "Yeah, Mom." "Okay."
Ugh, I love your mom so much.
Well, I know. Eventually saw it didn't do anything to change you.
He's like, "I would love it if you would take some of that initiative. Fuck.
Can you please go?" Just go outside, go get crunk, get arrested. Ugh. That's really why parents don't like us playing those games.
Well, so here's the thing. My parents didn't play D&D in college, but let's just put it this way. There's a group of pharmacists from ISU that are, or were, probably the foremost experts on THC in all of Southern Idaho.
Yeah.
My dad was one of them.
That doesn't surprise me in the slightest.
Well, then.
I only met him twice, I think, and yeah, I can see it.
Someone's got to lead the way.
Exactly.
New studies.
Exactly. It's important for everyone.
Yes. Okay. So what did we do last time?
Nobody knows.
I know.
Nobody knows.
Okay.
So last time we basically fucked around for an hour. We spent about 15 to 20, we spent about 10 to 15 minutes fucking around just talking about shit. And then we spent probably another 10 to 15 minutes retconning Colt Heston because we forgot about him in the previous episode.
Yeah.
And then we went back to the house.
Are you saying he's Byron, but in this one?
Yes.
He was for one episode. And then we ransacked the house and found Lem Buckle's stuff, including...
Enunciate the N.
Apparently it's Len
Buckles.
Apparently it's Len. All this time I was like,
I thought it was
Lem.
You might have to remind me everything that was in there. I do remember...
No, Len.
I know.
Lenses.
I know that now.
And I know that Clem took the child's shoe and then wasted his good roll on...
Clen. This whole time we thought it was Clem.
Clenford.
Clenford.
Clenford got the child's shoe and used his one good roll to appraise it.
How much was it?
I don't think it was anything.
It didn't do shit for me.
It didn't fit at all.
And then we spent the night, recharged the... Had a whole conversation about whether they should be pundits or punnites. And our, because the Bible was a pun, also rises. And then I said I wanted to learn more about the how we can help our soulless, hollowed out children, not hollow children, just hollowed out children. And then Jeff decided that the brewer guy was the one who would know anything. And then Clem was like, well, we need to, you know, figure out this Len Buckles thing. And then Bart got all pouty and he's like, oh, no, it's fine. We get to do your thing. But when I want to do my thing, then we have to do the blah. And then he went outside and pouted in front of the windows. And that's where we ended.
Wait, who's Bart?
And nothing problematic was said at all.
And what little of it was definitely not overtly audible.
I don't know this Bart person.
Bartholomew.
I thought it was Barn this whole time. I thought it was Barn.
Bartholomew.
That sounds right.
Anyway, that's what happened last time.
You know, bullshit.
Well, I'm sure you guys have been saying the Narshal wrong too this whole time.
Oh, shit. Is it like mnemonic? It's M-N-A-R-S-H.
Yep.
Damn.
Mnemonic.
Okay, the only downside of this new recorder I got, guys, is that it can do sound effects, but you can't hear it.
Aww.
Womp, womp, womp.
Yep, that's one of them.
I was going to say, did you just do the boogie bar? Or the sad trombone?
Yes.
Womp, womp.
Boogie bar.
All right, so I'm out front pouting, and Clem felt bad, and that's where we left off.
Yep.
Okay.
Bronk did and not feel bad.
Scene.
Are we done?
Yep.
Well, you never did clarify. Did the Punnin' Knights board up the window, or am I standing in front of a broken open window pouting? That was one of the questions I asked the marshal. I never got an answer.
Okay, repeat it again so I can.
Because the window was busted from the flare piano.
Yeah, that's right.
So have they boarded it up? What have they done? It's only been a couple days. Or am I standing in front of a wide open window?
Yeah, can we see him pout? Or is he thinly veiled behind a shitty piece of wood?
Which do you want? You have five minions. You could have said, fix my house.
I never did, though. So did they take it upon their own?
So
did
then
they have any initiative?
So then Clem can pee right out that window onto your head if he wants.
Okay, the window is open, in other words. That's all I wanted to know.
I lean over to Allie and Frank. I'm like, yeah. Y'all have, you will have to forgive my ever-changing affectation, as it does tend to meander, as do we, through these dead lands. But do y'all ever wonder if Bartholomew might be an only child?
I'm kind of getting that impression, yes.
It's probably why he's traveling with his cousin.
Mm-hmm.
Where did we leave him? Was he still on the train? Where did he go?
I don't know, dude.
I don't remember what we said. I think
I thought he got some sort of job somewhere.
I think he's back on the Ogden.
Surely.
He's probably all tattooed.
Didn't Ogden run aground?
They're desert ships. They're always aground.
They're all aground.
He's got a point.
In my headcanon, he's like all tatted up now, smokes a corn cob pipe.
Yes.
And is leading a minor street gang of children.
On the Ogden?
On the Ogden? Yeah, that's pretty many children on there.
So two meanings
guess
of minor.
Guess where the streets are. They're on land, and where did these ships sail?
That's fair.
Already been established. Come on.
Keep up.
Yeah.
Any hoozle.
I can't wait to run into him rough as shit.
Yeah, wondering where we went,
He's
how we, why we
BBEG.
Have been. I'm going to have to listen back, because he was somewhere. He was
you
somewhere.
Have a long backlog.
Aren't we all somewhere?
I think it's just the opening episode of the new Suede Rules is what it is. Because that's when I lost him.
I was going to say, didn't have a rule for cousins.
The old one had like a boon or whatever that lets you have
cousins,
a sidekick, and that was him. Oh, and then right. And that didn't follow through, so we had to nix him.
I know there was a mechanical purpose.
We had to etch-a-sketch him. For those of you keeping track of all of our archives, just let us know. All
right. Yeah, somebody go create the fan Wikipedia page.
Our fans are not keeping up on their jobs. I don't even know if we have any.
I'm sure we got one. Hi, we love you.
My brother won't even listen to us, and it's got Josh on it.
Yeah. The fucking disrespect.
Yep.
Well, I know I turned to the many Punnonites, and I'm like, well, I know you all sort of worship old Sourpuss out in the yard there, but might be high time we get some repairs going around. The kids are standing in broken glass, for God's sake. Like,
walking on bro.
Our fans
glass.
Need to get to work.
Earn your keep.
To be fair, they don't worship me. We convinced them to join us because of Bogwater Bill.
They worship Bogwater Bill?
Who doesn't?
You don't have to explain that to me. You have to explain that to Clint.
Fair enough, I guess.
Wait, are you Kevin the Worm?
Yes.
You know, we should have what's his name make a guest appearance.
We've been saying this forever.
I said you need to come up with a good reason for him to join us, and he will do it.
He will.
He will figure it out.
A good reason is whenever he wants.
Yay!
I'll let him know that.
Such a good reason.
We got 2 weeks.
There you go.
I'm sure Friday or Saturday will be best for him too. So.
My tummy hurts.
So I've heard.
And you're mad at the government.
Frank,
and I'm mad at the
wrong?
Government. That's another thing. I wish that our Punnonites would make us another bathroom. Having one is a pain in how you say ass.
Literally.
No, you said that really well, Frank.
It's how you say it. All right. So, what does Bartholomew want us to do? I was not paying attention. But he is pouting.
I mean, if we're following his cue, we all just take a corner and pout in
there. Oh, is that what he wants to do?
Bartholomew is like out front, arms crossed, and he is doing his damnedest not to retort.
Fully audible.
You know he's trying. Ooh-wee. Ooh-wee. He's trying.
Ting tang, walla walla bing bang.
Ooh-ee. Nobody knows what he wants to do.
I made it very clear when I huffed out of the house.
You're gonna have to do a flashback because
I literally said it during my intro, Ariana.
I know, I was listening, and I did not hear what you wanted to do.
I wanted to go and find out how we can de-hollow our children.
Oh, yep. And why are we against that?
Because Clem was saying we need to figure out the Len Buckles thing. That was what we're here for.
Oh.
Suggesting. I mean, why we're here. No other reason.
We cannot do both things at once. I do not even remember who Len Buckles is.
Well, Frank, let's put it this way. You seem like a strong, independent woman. You really want two little hangers-on, so to speak. I'd call them less harrowed, hallowed. I'd call them more shallowed, if you would.
Shallowed. Sounds to me like Clem does not want a competition.
But no. It's just, you know, everybody has a dynamic on the team.
Did you talk to your head girl and find out what she thinks of all this?
Oh, I don't know what you think of me, Frank. I don't run no brothel or nothing. I don't.
That's that kind of a head girl.
Awkward.
Oh, I forgot. She said something about how they're
weird.
So is Clem. Not the way that we.
Okay, y'all are weird, but.
That's why you love us.
I mean.
Well, I guess. Let's follow Bartholomew, otherwise he's going to be pouty the whole time.
Don't you know it.
Just like you were with Fogwater Bill.
Who?
Asshole.
Oh, interesting. They've got a thing now. It rotates the token the direction you move.
Oh.
Assuming it's a top-down. There
Are
must
you
be a
just
setting for that.
Pouting in different directions?
Yeah, he was kind of pacing a little bit, pouting. Yeah.
Walking is getting worse and worse. I go over and I lean out the window. Sourpuss Champsworth, how would you suggest we fix our predicament with these children?
Well, as per our previous discussion, there's a gentleman at the brewery that might be able to be helpful.
Yes. The brewery where we are well-renowned. I'm sure this will go over just fine.
I feel like if we say we are sorry, which we have not yet done,
perhaps ever, all things ever, will be, anywhere we've been.
Perhaps all will be forgiven. But I suppose we don't have to try if you want to be give up or Gus.
What?
Give up or Gus, duh.
Give up or Gus. Okay. Yep, I know exactly.
That's what we call it back at the homestead.
Kind of like you did with your cousin.
We don't talk about anything like that. I would never.
Well, speaking of sorries, that reminds me, Bartholomew, I don't have any followers, so I'm going to need just a second. I walk back away from the window, facing the pundits, and I'm like, what I said I am sorry for?
What'd you say?
It's a YouTube bit. Like, I'm apologizing to my YouTube followers.
Got it.
It's a stretch. Anyway, now that my conscience is clear, let's go on down to the...
It's not a legitimate apology if you don't involve a ukulele nowadays.
Sure. Oh, shit.
Well, shit. to the brewery? Do we bring the kids, Bartholomew?
Well, I suppose... it might help us both from a perspective of showing that we aren't full of it. And also just, it's hard to say no to folks when you've got some hollow-eyed children looking at you.
Back in the day, too, before I was in my circumstances, a nice stiff drink would, you know. he'll put the light in my eyes too, so maybe...
So are you saying we get this 10-year-old child drunk?
Look in their eyes, it's not gonna matter right now.
And I feel like from the standpoint of our store, we should not be getting 16-year-old girls drunk either.
Allie, back me up here. a strong potion might do the trick.
I mean, a potion maybe, but
as per something that Kimberly saw for the first time today, we want your strongest potions.
Okay.
All right. So we are heading to the bar to meet up with, I forget the gentleman's name.
Frankie.
No, that's me.
Oh. No, you're Frankie.
Oh, Frankie.
Giuseppe.
No.
Lem.
Len.
Somebody was
oh,
Lem.
Oh, no, that's... Oh, no, the M's and N's are mixing just like our characters in reality.
It's Zhang, isn't it?
I think. It's Zhang.
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah.
Whatever you told
me. What? Yeah, yeah. What?
I think I was closest with a J at the front of the name.
Yeah.
A J noise sound.
A J noise sound.
It's that...
A J.
It's that Z-H-A-N-G. Zhang.
Yeah, Zhang.
Oh, yep. Nope, I was off.
I gotta find the brewery again. All right. Yeah. Oh, Zhang. Z-A-N-G. Zhang's Brewery. Is located on Creek Street, and the proprietor is B.G. Zhang. yep.
Nice.
So what were you going to ask...
Well, we're going to go there for one.
Yeah. Sorry, okay. Much like our letters N and M, I giggled because I got G. Maybe I'm already a little too deep in the whiskey, but I got G and J mixed up there. BG, I giggled. Nothing. That's a nothing thing to laugh at.
yeah, so we go there and I turn to everyone my... We take the children with us, so the children are with us. I take...
How do they travel, out of curiosity?
What's that?
Like, do we have to lead these little hollowed-eyed creeps around?
Yeah, probably a little bit of our hand on the small of their back and just kind of get them walking. they probably don't fully understand what's happening here. I guess Jeff would know the true story there. But I say, let me... It was mostly my fault the last time, I suppose. So let me try to take the lead on this one, and we'll see how this goes. And I grab the children and just kind of line them up.
Whoa!
Line them up in front of me, in front of the door, and then I take my hat off and I knock on the door and I hold it in my hand in a very kind of like, you know.
A come to you hat in hand sort of thing.
Yeah, literally that.
Yep. See? I'm smart.
Okay. I am not going to do an insulting Chinese
accent.
None of
us expected you to.
Please do not.
But you can imagine that BG probably has.
I don't know. I think it's funnier when they don't have one.
Subverdict. I mean, he could have been a second.
But have you seen the video of that white kid that was adopted by a Chinese family and now legit has the accent?
Oh.
Okay. Yeah,
people get... he said that people think he's mocking people. And it's like, no, that's
just my voice.
That's so sad.
It's just how I learned.
Yep.
So
people always make assumptions instead of learning about people. Anyway, go ahead.
The more you know.
Yeah.
Do, do, do.
Oh, great. Now our frog will have sex.
Okay, so he's like, you ruined my beer last time. What do you want?
Sir, I'm here, hat in hand, if you will.
Literally.
I am apologetic. I am sorry about what happened, if I recall correctly, last week. we have been through a lot. I have changed as a person. Now, you may see in front of me these two children, this young girl and this young boy. We have become their guardians through events that were absolutely outside of any control of our own.
Of anyone, really. I mean, it was just a freak accident.
It just happened. You know, sometimes people wake up in the middle of the night torn to pieces, and that's what happened here.
It's what happened to my uncle. It was really sad.
Happen to Clem?
He was not torn apart. He just simply died.
I thought he exploded.
No, he just literally collapsed.
Oh, okay.
He turned inside out and then he exploded.
But either way.
I still have the nightmares.
None of that is neither here nor there. So these poor children experienced quite a shock.
I'll say.
And per some discussions with some of the townsfolk, they felt that you have some knowledge about perhaps something a bit more arcane than many others. And to be frank, perhaps...
No. Oh, wait, no, she's to be frank. Never mind.
To be frank. Perhaps some... These children may have also perished slightly in the event, and perhaps some religious scientific combination, they are back with us, but they seem to have lost a certain...
Je ne sais quoi.
I don't know. maybe your skill set with some of the more arcane sort of, outer lands type thing. Maybe you might be able to help us figure out how to get these children back to normal?
Manufacture settings?
Question mark?
Hard reset?
unplug them and plug them
we
back
We tried
in.
To control delete. It did not work.
He's just staring at you.
It's like 8:30 a.m.
He hasn't even had his morning coffee yet. We're coming in.
Doesn't help that he had to process a whole fucking novel on it.
He thinks a moment. Hold on.
It's your turn.
So they need to wait. Explain to me again, like.
Well, we tried. Okay, just take them out back and hold the end of their asses.
What's wrong? No, he's asking, like...
Oh, what?
I thought you were saying, like, alive, like...
Like,
again,
they're right there. He's like, it is too fucking early, and I'm too fucking sober. What are you going on about?
Do I need to be... Okay, I will be blunt, sir. These children were murdered by Bogwater Bill. Allie and I use pseudoscience and religion to bring them back to life, and they
Apparently,
are now hollow shells of themselves. Help.
Starting to get a little bit of that British accent.
I was more Australian.
Oh, yeah.
Like it is also early for me. And I feel like Clem is one who should not be commenting on anything like that. Is all I'm gonna say.
Touche.
Now I know why they all talk so slow with a drawl. You cannot talk like that fast.
No.
No, you can't.
No, you can't.
I apologize for it every day.
Okay. Did that help?
No, but come in.
No.
He ushers all of you into the back room and
give out children, and I lead them.
By the way, this side adventure is not in the book, so I'm totally winging all of this.
Oh, I know. You said you had to invent it.
Homebrew, baby.
Wait, you don't think the book didn't predict that we would bring to life two children after Bogwater Bill shows up and murders them, and then we would take them to the freaking beer brewer to help bring them back to life?
Yep.
That is weird. It didn't predict that.
I know.
It's crazy how that goes. I feel so bad for you, Jeff, because it's usually in my games, I can predict what everyone's going to do.
That's just game basics.
You can predict eternal stew.
Sean the Worm was obviously in the book. Yeah.
Sean, why do I keep calling him Kevin?
Sean, Kevin.
Same thing.
Because Mark Evan Jackson played characters with both of those names?
Yes.
That must be it.
She cracked the code.
She figured it out. She got you, Mary. She's got
it
your
always
number.
Comes back down to Mark Evan Jackson for me. Yeah. I mean, let's just
remember that, guys. It's all about all roads lead to Mark Evan Jackson.
That's true.
So he ushers you into the back room. And he looks around kind of nervous before he shuts the door and locks it. And what you find is like a typical brewery back room. There's big vats. There's a water spring. Or there's like water coming in from the spring. It smells good, delicious.
I heard that if you put a lot of these hops in, it becomes really popular to a certain crowd of people.
That's true.
Yeah. No. But then he goes to the wall kind of opposite all of the aging casks, and he's like, okay. And he takes out a key and opens a cabinet, and there's all of these brightly colored potions and magical.
And Allie's just like, ooh.
Yeah.
Does she recognize any?
Allie looks just like a Boo when he enters the Cave
of
Wonders.
That's exactly what I imagined. Yeah, right?
I like my her hands like kind of start reaching like other on court, and I like stick them in my pockets like no touchy,
no touchy.
And he opens the other half, and since we're making Disney references, the second half of the cabinet looks like Yuzma's side. It's just all pink.
Poorly labeled.
Poorly labeled, all pink vials.
I think, to be fair, her stuff was properly labeled. They just did not pay attention to him.
That's true.
No, because his was... Well, that's true. But they were, poorly labeled, like the labels are peeling off.
Oh, okay.
She had it labeled properly. It just... Look like
use
a skull.
Of cheap materials.
Yeah, exactly. Sorry, Jeff.
I'm not.
Wrong lever. anyway.
That I just want everyone to know that nobody, like so many people made fun of me for going to see that movie 10 times in theaters, and now it's had a huge resurgence.
It's my I'm homesick for the day movie. If I'm sick, I put it on.
Yes. Anyway.
All right. So you've got the bright pink animal labeled vials and the Christmas tree multicolor pack on the other side. And in the center of this cabinet is a bunch of various other artifacts of some sort. And so then he's like, okay, bring them here. And
Bartholomew sets them down. Shifts them forward
Shuffles
towards him.
Them over.
Mm-hmm. He pulls out this pair of glasses that have like they're steampunk goggles, right? They're nice. Goggles, but then they have lenses that kind of flick
like
down
loops.
And flick up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jeweler's loops.
Allie yeah, wants those real
but all
bad.
Sorts of different ones. And he adjusts them, like, he stares at them and he flips one up and then the other, you know, keeps trying to adjust the multiple colored glasses, whatever. And then he finally says,
"They're only mostly dead."
He's like, "Very interesting, very interesting. And then he turns back around and he gets a bottle of very clear water and he like shakes it on them and nothing happens. And so he goes back and he gets like a cross and he puts it on their forehead. No, that didn't work. And he goes back and he goes, "They might. Well, I think it's one of two things, and I don't know which is worse."
Is it the ghosts in their blood? It's always ghosts in their blood.
That is an option. It could. Okay. They could be hollows waiting to be possessed by ghosts. Or
oh, no.
They could be fairy changelings.
Oh.
Hmm.
Well, let's be clear about the context of the events, what had occurred. Because from my understanding, fairy changelings have to be kidnapped by fairies and replaced. And we were there when they were dead. They were corpses, and then they weren't. So I don't think it's changelings.
Unless the fairies had already changed them, and we did the world a service.
That could be.
Well, Bogwater Bill, let's...
And what, they, like, got reset when Bogwater Bill killed them, and then we revived them?
And they went, they went back to being fairy folk.
Fairy folk have some sort of memories, don't they?
He very seriously asks,
I mean,
have you
know.
Tried beating
not
them
changing.
With cold iron?
I have not.
I'm not a big fan of beating children, even if
And Clem pulls out his...
Oh, no. We
just like, you know,
Dyson
grabs
Dens
the barrel of his pistol.
Just saying.
Can we just remember for a second that changelings were a metaphor for autistic children?
They were a turn. They
Damn
were
it.
A metaphor now.
God damn it. Now I gotta go talk to your followers again.
Well, I would like to point out the very first time I introduced these kids, Kimberly went, "Oh, she has a touch of the tism."
There we go.
So apparently you now have an autistic girl. Have fun.
Okay.
Hey, at least she's only 16 being diagnosed. It's harder when you're 40.
That's true. But it doesn't help with the fact that they have absolutely lost all personality faculties. She doesn't even have a strong sense of justice or empathy.
She's just unmasking. Let her be.
She's got to figure shit out.
Yeah.
What sort of external factors could be the cause of this?
Fantasy.
Vaccines don't cause autism. Bogwater Bill does.
Bill does, yes.
I'm going to go call my fantasy RFK Jr. and see what he has to say about all this. I've heard he's got binders of them.
Binders full of women. Wait, no. That's fantasy. What's his nuts?
Let's see who we haven't offended today.
No. But most of us are artistic.
Yeah, to be fair, we are referencing among our own ilk on a lot of this.
Yes.
Anyway.
Speaking from experience.
So, go ahead.
Oh, well, I've never heard me or Franck have never heard of any negatives to changelings, except the movie
Changeling?
The Watchers.
Oh. But they steal your babies.
Yeah.
No, the babies are the changelings, aren't they? But the fairies are swapping them out to make them changelings.
Yeah.
No, they steal their baby too, but the changeling doesn't hurt anybody.
The fairy comes and takes the baby away and replaces it with a fairy baby.
Right, so you don't have your baby, which is the whole point of
this. But the changeling isn't necessarily the bad thing.
Correct.
Also, though, changelings, from what I've heard, they're constructs. They're like bits of mud and twigs and stuff put together to look like a baby.
Yes. I turn the boy around, look for any twigs in his hair.
Clem again fingers his six iron, hand on the barrel, and goes, well, if they're just sticks and twigs.
Roll either perception or
occult
knowledge.
Stop having your cold iron on your hip. Roll perception of what?
To or say they're not knowledge. Better off where they are.
I wonder if I have. Where's my character sheet now? Where does it go? Where is it? Is it there?
They're probably eating pomegranates and...
I've got a D4 in common
knowledge. Okay. I have common knowledge.
I don't have perceptin.
Chemistry.
Oh, noticing?
Noticing. I put it on there as noticing because you were upset that they called it perception.
Yeah, it's stupid.
You're smart.
My occult knowledge was a 3.
All right.
I don't remember how to do this. If it's an 8, what is that? If I have
you roll a D8, if it's a D8.
Throwing...
And if you get the max,
I got a 13 on notice.
Oh, Jesus.
Nice.
We could have done this without coming to the brewery.
Yeah.
Oh, can you ace it backwards?
No.
Let's see. I got a 1.
Oh, I got a 17. I'm sorry.
I got a negative 7.
I got a 5. On my D4, I think that's still pretty good.
You guys, Franck has a bit of the tism too, so
All right, so Allie coming in hot with a 17.
Woo!
That plus my stick
and my bits of mud.
So
my axe,
Allie.
Wait.
So Allie.
Yeah.
You are now on.
Oh no, not her too.
Oh no. It was noticing. Okay.
She collects rocks. What part of that do you not?
So
look at all the spoons she has hanging in the kitchen.
Dude, my mom collects.
Allie
spoons.
Is able to just like side eye the two kids and notice that they are perfectly normal kids.
Oh, okay. Ooh. Yeah, there's nothing twiggy about these kids.
All right, so they are not changelings.
No.
No.
I'm saying this to Zhang.
Okay. Well, that's good to know. So then he walks over and he's like, okay, they're not changelings. Well, maybe they're just without a soul. So.
Well, I feel like that's what I told you-ish. I think that's what we need to figure out. How do we get...
In that, like, avalanche of crap he was telling you at the very beginning.
How do we get the soul from there to here?
I want to put it back.
You want? Oh.
I'm bringing this old back. What? These kids don't know how to act. What? They barely know how to eat.
He gets very, very serious for a moment.
Someone he has to.
I mean,
and he swallows. And he looks very nervous, and he's like, you want to put a soul back in a body?
Not just any soul. I would like them to have theirs, if preferred.
The originals, yeah.
Yeah, I'd like to get, like, the original one back. And I don't like new Pepsi. I want original. or new Coke, Crystal Pepsi, that's the one. Whatever it is, it's not invented yet. I don't know. I want their things back. Actually, Pepsi probably is invented by now.
Well, it's got cocaine in it.
That dog is snoring so loud.
Yeah.
I can't hear it, so it's fine.
I can, but it's not through the mics.
Well, that sounds like a Dan problem.
Okay.
1893 was when Pepsi was invented.
Wow, okay.
Was there Coke in it, though?
No, that was Coke. That was Coke.
Pretty sure they all had cocaine at that point. They thought it was healthy.
I mean, medicine even did. Medicine. Cocaine was initially called
Brad's drink.
Brad's drink? Don't touch it. It's mine.
I'm Brad. Don't touch it. I put a lot of my own cocaine in there. I ain't sharing.
Brad's Coke.
It's fine.
That's Brad's. Don't touch it. He gets mad. He's mad, Brad, when you do that. We're giving you time, Jeff. Let us know when you're ready.
I have my answer.
Okay.
Oh, good.
I get a lot of mileage out of Brad's drink.
He's
Jeff,
like,
do you ever teach Sunday school? Because I feel like you have the patience of all my Sunday school teachers.
I just teach you guys.
Gosh,
yeah. Crash course, if you will.
Yep.
Say,
well, I was the man.
So he looks around and he goes, it's very, very hard to get a soul back into a body. To get the right soul back into a body, that's almost impossible. You would have to go to the other side, find the soul, bring it back, convince it that it wanted to be back in the body again, and that's assuming you can get it done before a Manito just moves in like a hermit crab.
Well, to be fair, I am religiously driven, and thus, to borrow from another a term from some friends, I got friends on the other side. Disney reference. In case you didn't pick up on the subtlety. All right, so what you're saying is we gotta go into the other side with some sort of tether, prevent a Manito from getting in, and find the souls and convince them to return home. That's all I have to do?
That sounds right.
Son of a bitch. Yep, that's all you have to do.
Well, we tried.
Well, no, I think we could have a conversation here. You see, you have someone who knows Manitos, so you could have an early alarm system.
Who do we know?
Gee.
Golly. Clem.
I don't know, Clem. What do you think?
I believe you also have friends on the other side.
Friends would be
stretch.
A strong, very strong word.
Reluctant roommates, really.
I mean, she, if I recall from you yelling in the mirror multiple times, she was concerned about perhaps one Manito, what was floating around. Perhaps she wouldn't like another or two floating around. You might be able to convince her of some useful aspects of doing this duty, and perhaps you can offer her one night of debauchery or whatever she wants in exchange for it. And I mean, to be fair, you were the one who said we should go find Bogwater Bill.
Ooh. Oh, snap.
That's right, I'm pulling out that card.
Apparently. How long have you been holding it?
I don't see how that correlates to all this, but...
And I do it again.
All I know is that a sinister character of the community has been eliminated. Let's just...
Right, but perhaps if we hadn't sought out said sinister member of said community, these sinister dead children wouldn't have been dead.
Well, speaking from experience, if we would have let dead things be dead.
Ah, so we should have done the same for you. Got it.
I didn't ask to be reborn. Oh, no.
He certainly didn't say we should kill you again. I'm sorry, you have to hear all this. We shouldn't be saying this in front of the beer man.
Beer man.
Now,
I guess, give me a second. I go stand in a corner in an attempt to commune with Charlotte.
So while he does that, sir, do you have, and I'll finish that sentence after you finish communing for dramatic effect. This is where you commune.
Beep 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 beep.
Sorry.
That's
when I commit.
You commune with your thing. We're doing that right.
I attempt. I'm not good. I just go stay in a corner waiting for Charlotte to talk to
me. Oh. Yeah, that's me, isn't it? So
we have not established a line of communication with each other. She kind of just cuts in when she wants.
Yeah.
To. Not like I'm like, oh, hey.
Hey,
bitch.
Hey, PF. Hey, bestie.
You know what? Mechanically, I do have letting the devil out.
Ooh. Ooh. Mm-hmm. Yep. That would probably be the way.
Oh, fuck. Okay. Hey, y'all. Just want to let you know, whatever happens in the next little period of time, this no old clam talking, I'll open this gateway, but you might have to restrain me. Don't re kill me. I know we had that whole bit that I didn't ask to be reborn, but I also don't want to die again.
Gosh.
You don't want forever death?
He's so demanding.
I don't know. This feels a lot like mixed messages here.
It's a complicated situation.
Being alive is complicated.
Yeah, join the club.
Yeah. Real skis, though.
Okay.
I guess I just...
Can
I let the devil out enough to just have a conversation? You know, let the devil have a peek.
I mean, I know she's like in your head. Can't you just... And she talks to you without you having to do let the devil out. Can't you just try to just say like, hey, I know you're listening all the time. I've got a deal for you. I will do a let the devil out if you blah.
If you blah. It makes it sound so easy.
You little she-devil, you hear that?
Well, he said.
Okay. So, after a minute or two, for Clem, world kind of darkens up a little bit. You matrix your consciousness into that white room where Charlotte is sitting in her high wingback chair, sipping on some tea as she does.
Not gin and juice?
It's before noon.
Oh,
okay. She has
standards.
Respect.
She has standards.
Standards.
So then she's like, okay. You rang? What do you need?
Well, have you just been here sipping on your tea, not paying attention to what? No, how? Oh, okay. Let me put it this way. We got two perspective Manitou hosts, competition, if you will. Any chance you might be willing to give me and my compatriots a hand in getting those two free rooms there? Fuck, what's the word? Their residence back, so to say.
Or at least making sure the wrong roommates don't move in.
Wrong, well, I could do that.
She
just burned down the room. That's an easy answer.
She thinks about this a moment. And then says, what will you give me for the answer?
Oh, hell.
This is like the worst kind of warlock.
A couple hours free reign. 1 hour for each room.
You are aware that you are asking me to tell you how to get to the other side, find a soul, and come back. And in the process, my dear sweet brothers and sisters would be left homeless. And you want me to do this for a couple hours behind the reins?
Well, I suppose it's better than no hours behind the reins.
I bless the reins down.
You little shrew. Also, do you like your brothers and sisters? Last time we ran into one, it didn't seem like a friendly family reunion.
Do you get along with all of your brothers and sisters?
I do.
Well, I suppose there was Jeffrey on the Yank side and
of course
Steven on the
Is that why you kept defecting?
You had to keep making everybody happy.
It's so hard in a family sometimes.
Right? No, I don't suppose I do, but all the more reason why I'm not spending time with them. I don't want them around.
You didn't expect that answer now, did you?
I'll think about it. And then she looks at the wall, quote unquote, where the clock, quote unquote, is up or hangs and says, your 10 minutes are about up. While I contemplate your request and see if I can escalate it to the higher ups, is there anything else you want to ask me?
Yeah, what's it going to take to get you out of here, too?
You're stuck with me forever, Clem. Where you go, I go. When you die, I'll take over.
Well, shit. I should have used my time better.
Now, do you have anything that, like, I feel like if we could have something that puts me under alongside the children, if I commune with the holy above, and we've got the Manitou to watch from the other side of things, might be able to just have enough time to find what I'm looking for, because they are children, so I presume they are not in the fires below, but hopefully at the very least in the intermediate area.
Unless they weren't baptized.
If they're in the neutral place.
Yeah, they're in the medium place with Mindy St. Clair. They do not leave them with Mindy St. Clair!
No, don't do that.
I've been rewatching The Good Place.
That whole time, Clem was just like mumbling in the corner, and maybe he got every other word. He's like,
"Yeah, we kind of stopped. We were busy.
Who,
we had other
who peed in my pants?
Someone spit on my visor.
Somebody peed in my pants. Who would do such a thing?
It's a mystery.
It's a mystery we'll never solve.
No one will ever know.
No one, not so."
All right. So, snap back to reality. Oop, there goes gravity.
Yep.
Mom's spaghetti? Wait.
That's for dinner tonight. Your arms feel weak and heavy.
Yeah.
I would think after that event, probably.
Yeah.
That's not wrong. So what I want to do is... So I guess first off, as per my previous question to Zhang and Allie, because I feel like they'll need to work together on this, is there something that could help kind of put us under without like putting us in a dream state? Like kind of like when they put you under for surgery, right? You just kind of disappear mentally.
Like anesthesis. What do you think? Yeah. What
grease the track.
A roll of, because I've got science, I've got chemistry, so I've got chemistry, and I have
mad
snake
science.
Oil. Well, my chemistry is better.
What about mad science?
Do I have mad science? I thought
what
I did.
What about mad
I have weird
chemistry.
Science.
Oh, there you go. I mean, we're doing some weird shit.
I mean, weird science and chemistry are both a D8, so I guess it doesn't really matter. Yeah. So I'm going to do weird science.
Okay. Is that good, Jeff?
Rolling a weird science check to do what?
To put them, to give them, to anesthetize.
Put me under, but not fully under.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
To leave our minds open while making our bodies not.
I rolled a 3.
You.
But she's working with Zhang. Can she get some sort of
you murder Bart.
Benefit from that?
Well, that's a good question.
Roll it again.
Okay.
I'll give you a re-roll since you've got.
That's a 4.
It was better.
It was better.
So... they try to.
Well, I wasn't ready. I wanted to know if they had the ability to.
Yeah,
there's other things we have to do to prepare first.
Yeah, if she's just trying.
Well, so it
to
was the
qu-
it
out...
was we weren't doing it. You were like asking me if I knew a way to do it.
Yeah, I was asking her saying,
okay.
Can we do this?
So like,
okay.
Yeah.
So the
yeah,
the role
you're right.
Is...
I totally forgot that that's what it was. So like, I could say like Allie maybe just doesn't know.
Oh, no, okay. If the role is to know if you know how to do it, then yes, you pass. You know that there is a way to do this. It's kind of obscure, but
it's
with
really
enough
obscure. You've never heard of it.
With enough ghost rock and alcohol, anything's possible.
Just figure it's a chemical version of whatever they do in Inception is what we want to do.
But, yeah.
Okay.
And so I turn to Clem. I'm like, how'd it go? Your pants look only mostly wet.
You know, significantly drier than last time. Well, we are in mediation at this point, I suppose you could say. Still waiting on word.
Ah, see.
So, Zhang looks at you all for a moment and then kind of sits down and he says, look, if you're serious about this, if you really want serious. To get... What?
I'm dead serious.
Okay. If you really want to do this, if you're dead set on this, you gotta find a way to get to the hunting grounds. Now...
I know what that is, but why don't you go ahead and tell everyone else, because they probably don't. Except that Clem, is, but don't you ask me why.
The land of the dead. That's
Dio de los Dedos. Yes.
Yes. So you're going to need to find yourself a shaman, a huckster, somebody who can find out the ritual to pierce the veil. And I just have to tell you, kids, I don't have that knowledge.
But I bet we know someone who does. I feel like we actually may have met someone who does. Now think about it. And I'm sure I remember, but maybe if I really dig back in my memory, we'll figure that out.
I mean, Allie probably knows somebody too. I mean,
yeah. Well, but you're not from around here.
That is actually a very good point. You're right. I am not. I know somebody back home. That's really helpful.
I get what you're saying, Bartholomew. We just gotta find some big bug creature to tear you asunder.
How about this? Because what if can I roll? Because I feel like my religion would kind of be related to this, right? My faith.
Yeah.
Can I roll to know whether or not the whole like. Whether or not flatlining would actually be a potential option. I'd roll on my dice roller, but Dee won't let me. So I'll just on here, maybe. But don't steal my die, you little turd. How do I bring my thing up again? Is it just double click on my head? Yeah. Okay. Da-da-da. Skills, faith, that's a d10. So I just click on this, right? And then I say roll. Roll, baby, roll. Okay, 5. To know whether or not flatlining would work.
Yeah, so... Huh. Flatlining would be a one-way trip. Because I'm not sure that AEDs are a thing.
We got weird science, buddy.
We have plenty of stuff that we can try and... use.
We got a mad scientist among our group.
Okay.
I mean, even okay. Doc Brown was able to make this time machine work in the 1800s.
So, okay. Yeah. There you go.
All right.
If Doc Brown can do it, we can do it.
I want that bumper sticker.
All right. It is almost, we're almost out of time. Mm-hmm. So here's mm-hmm. your homework.
Okay.
You guys come up with a plan.
I think we should have to.
And the gear you think you need to pull it off. And we'll do some rolls either offline or in our next session to kind of gel what plan you're gonna go with.
Uh-huh.
Nice.
I grab the children by the shoulders, make them look at me, even though they have hollow eyes, and I go, "We are gonna save you. We are gonna save you. But first, I gotta do some homework."
Yep. Did we ever ask them if they prefer this?
They aren't really capable of responding.
Yeah, are they into
this? Well, I mean,
Well, it's like, what's his name who became...
Okay, you know what? For Aerie's sake, because consent is important, can I commune with my religious deity to get...
Oh, yeah. They're the bastion of consent.
Because they are capable of communicating and telling me what they would want. The children would want. Can I do
that? Who even is your deity?
So...
to make Aerie happy.
They're not like hollow vessels. They're not vegetables.
We've never said they said anything.
Well, yeah, because you never asked them any questions.
I'm pretty sure I've overtly spoken to them, but okay.
Yeah.
So are they like robots? If I don't give them a direct input, expecting an output, they just don't say anything?
Well, yeah. They're just kind of there doing their thing. That they don't experience wide, extreme emotions. But like, if you were to hit them, they would probably cry and bruise and be uncomfortable. Well,
Why are we talking so much this episode about hitting children with things? I'm not comfortable.
I mean, they're humans. They just lack...
I just figured without a soul, they really don't have any feelings at all.
Yeah. They're kind of sociopaths. They're sociopaths.
So then they wouldn't really be able... They aren't who they are. So they technically cannot consent. I need to talk to their original souls to find out if the souls are happy where they are.
Right.
So that's the question.
But what about, what's his name?
We hold on to them in the state they are in case we need a sacrifice.
What was the name of the character in Star Trek that got turned? It was the two guys that merged into one.
Tuvix.
And then they were going to kill him, essentially. Tuvix. But
they never asked him.
Yeah, exactly. So
they did ask him, and he said no.
Need to ask the people they are now, because they're the ones that are alive. The original souls are gone.
Children, I will ask you an overt, straightforward question straight to your face so that everyone will shut the fuck up. Would you like your original souls back so that you may feel the full range, the HDR, of human emotion?
Meh.
Not surprised.
Well,
are you all okay?
The problem, and I started putting bullets into the six shooter.
But
I'm not saying we should get rid of them.
But at this juncture, though, then they could still be taken by Manitow, right? That's what we've established.
Yeah.
So then the answer is going to be either allow them to become the vessels of a demonic soul, or we get their souls back. Those are our two options.
Yeah.
Or we kill them. That's our third option.
Which way from? This is our fourth
option. What would you like to do?
We're talking
about control, alt, delete, and undo all that stuff. We just undo our undo. We do a redo.
If they are meh, then we may as... If they are net bad in the world, then yes, we should do something. Something. It just... If they don't care, then it doesn't matter. Then we're not hurting the new... who they are.
All right.
Look, I haven't even seen the Tuvix episode. I just know you've cried about it.
Well, he did have strong emotions one way or the other
about
it.
Yes, he did.
It's a good episode. It's worth watching.
Other than Clem, who's been trying to kill them from before they were even reborn, are we on board with trying to bring these poor children back into themselves, since the existing children don't give a flying fuck about anything?
Allie's in. Allie wants to do it.
Yeah. Yes?
Allie's about cheating death and...
Knowing that the other option is to murder them.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely.
Sorry, sir. I don't feel like you should have been here for this conversation. I feel like I should have gone home a while just... ago.
Okay, somebody tell me how ruthless and cutthroat and sociopathic Zhang is.
What? That's not our decision.
Let's roll for it.
For it.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how sociopathic is Zhang?
Yeah, hell roll yeah. D10. One being the least, 10 being
roll
the highest.
Roll a D10 and Josh.
All right. Let's see here. How do we just do a straight...
There's like a dice tray somewhere. Yeah, there's a...
Oh, here we go. I was going to say, let's just ignore the spare dice. Ooh, oh no! Uh-oh. An 8.
All right.
That's probably a good thing in our particular situation.
Yeah, so Zhang overhears the conversation, and he just looks at you guys and turns back to his cabinet and pulls out two small vials. One is red, one is blue. Because going to violate
our posse
all
learned about how deep this rabbit hole goes. Is that what's happening? Yeah.
The children's souls can be found there, but only the dead.
There is no spoon.
Our heroes can make a great sacrifice.
And he just
will they find another
the
way?
Cabinet,
will they
says,
remember to do their homework? Find out next time on OD&D Presents A Fistful of Dice.
Put them to sleep, and they will be quickly possessed by some spirit, good, bad, nature, not nature, we don't know. And the blue one, well, they won't have to worry after they drink the blue one. He locks his cabinet, one walks out of the room.
If I was him, I would have done that a while ago. All right.
Well, I'm not a man for subtleties, but no worries sounds good to me.
Means no
all right,
worries.
Well, let's put our heads together and see if we can't come up with some sort of a plan here.